When was the last time you connected with your long-distance best friend? Your mentor? Your college roommate? Nothing, not even likes and comments on social media, can replace the joy of receiving a holiday card in your mailbox. And with Minted, sending one has never looked more beautiful. Simply upload your photo, choose a card design from an independent artist, then customize the color, shape, and message. For an extra festive touch, add shiny foil accents or upgrade to colored envelopes. Eventful year? Go for a larger format or add a QR code to the back of your card to share what your family's been up to. Upload your contacts and we'll even address your envelopes for free. Check in with your people in a way that matters this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your Minted holiday card order.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined by multi-award-winning executive chef at Annantara The Market Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, for which he got the Good Food Award, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth Mullins, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
You're laden down with awards.
I am, and you know, when we were at the Dockland Awards last night.
What'd you get last night?
I'm almost embarrassed to say we won the foodie award for the restaurant last night. But look, the team
are putting... three awards in 3 weeks.
Three awards in 3 weeks, yeah. No, I just about got in the door there with the size of my head. But look, the team are putting in a big shift at the moment and we're really pushing on. So it's amazing for the team to get these accolades.
And hot honey chicken with sticky rice to celebrate.
Yeah, and look, I shared this dish on my Instagram last week and loads of people asked me for the recipe, and I think I make this for the probably once a week or once every second week. My son plays a lot of sport and he eats more chicken now than the average kid. I think he's big into his protein, so I think this is a really lovely way to do it. So it's hot honey chicken with sticky rice. The sticky rice is basically sushi rice that we're going to serve warm.
Yeah.
And it's just it's just another way of eating rice, I suppose. So what you're going to need is 4 chicken breasts, a tablespoonful of curry powder and a couple of tablespoons of corn flour. And then the veg part is a couple of onions that you're going to peel and dice quite big. So think about what you get in the Chinese restaurant, the big chunks. A red and yellow pepper, deseed, and keep the chunks quite big as well. They're going into the stir fry right at the end and I want them to stay nice and crunchy. And then for the sauce, it sounds like a lot of ingredients, but it's actually very simple to put together. It's 4 cloves of garlic that you're going to finely chop. A tablespoon of gochujang, which is probably a new ingredient for a lot of people, but it's a Korean fermented curry paste. If you can't get gochujang, any curry paste that you like will do the job here, but it's definitely worth looking into. All the Asian supermarkets get them. 3 tablespoons of light soya, 3 tablespoons of honey, and a couple of tablespoons of ketchup. So you can see there's a bit of a salty, sweet kind of thing going on. And then for the rice, you need 350 grams of sushi rice, which is important to get that. It's a short grain rice. 450 mils of water with a pinch of salt, and then some rice wine vinegar and sugar, which you mix together. So to get down to what you're going to need to do, in a clean bowl, dice up the chicken, add in the curry powder and the corn flour, so you're going to coat it. So when you fry in the wok, it kind of gives the chicken like this little bit of a crust, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a hot wok, what I want you to do is add in a little bit of a vegetable oil, and then you're going to pop in half the chicken, so 2 chicken breasts worth of the dried chicken, into the wok, and you're going to stir fry that for about 4 or 5 minutes, not moving it too much at the start, because we want those spices and the corn flour to kind of caramelise a little bit and take a bit of a crust. And then you just, when the chicken is cooked through, it'll take about 4 or 5 minutes, onto a clean plate at the side of the wok, and then repeat the process with the rest of the chicken. And then you take it out, and then it's getting down to make the sauce. So a little bit of oil into the bottom of the wok, and then you add in that chopped garlic on a medium heat, stir frying it as it goes into a little bit of vegetable oil.
And you should have the flavours of the chicken still knocking
still
around the wok.
Still in the pan, right? And then when the garlic goes in, after about a minute, you'll see that it'll slightly start to change colour, the garlic, and that's when you need to get everything else in there. So the gochujang, the light soy, the honey, the ketchup, all goes in. So you're making this sticky, kind of spicy
glaze, if you like. And then what you do is you just pop the chicken back in and you stir fry it. So you see your chefs doing it all the time. You're tossing the wok around.
Yeah.
And what happens is the honey starts to caramelize the chicken, make it go really sticky. At that point in, you pop in your onions and your peppers and it all comes together. And it really looks like that hot honey chicken that you get.
Yeah, and you wanted to keep those veg crispy
nice and crunchy.
Crunchy,
add a little bit more texture to it. And then for the rice, now this sounds like a lot of flaffing about, but you kind of have to do this to get the rice right. You're going to rinse the rice really well under water for about 5 minutes. So we're trying to get rid of any of that starch that's on the outside of the rice. When the water looks clean, then you leave the rice sitting in the cold water for about 30 minutes. What this is doing is just gently rehydrating the rice ever so slightly. And then all we're going to do is that clean and soaked rice, we're going to put it into a pan, strain it off, put it into a pan with 450 mils of water, gently bring it up to a boil, and then really gently simmer it with the lid on for about 20 minutes. And as you see, when the lid comes off, the water will have almost disappeared. Then what I want you to do is just the lid off the pot, wrap it in a tea towel, and sit the tea towel on top of the pot. So the steam that's coming up trying to get out of the pan hits the tea towel and doesn't fall back into the rice.
Okay, and it's absorbed by the tea towel.
Exactly. And then all you're going to do is, after that, leave that for about 5 minutes, leave it sitting there. Take that rice out of the pot into a serving bowl, and then you're going to splash over the top of it the rice wine vinegar that you've mixed with the sugar. And that's where it gets that little kind of sweet and vinegary flavour to the rice. And that's it. It goes into the centre of the table, along with your sticky and slightly spicy chicken. And I promise you, this is a real, real winner with everybody in the family. It's a really delicious dish to master.
Okay, and that'll be on your Instagram and, of course, on our website as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot honey chicken with sticky rice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Gaz Mullins, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.